So I really appreciate this guy, Elliot King. He works here at Radio Now, and he's a talented dude, very creative. If you've ever seen any of his video stuff, his social media, he writes parody songs. An amazing guy. I'm very thankful that he is one of our coworkers.
I absolutely adore him.
And I really appreciate him stepping up.
Took 2 weeks off?
Yeah, I took 2 years off from the show.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think they were going to have me back with my key card, but it worked. But with all that craziness that was going on here on the show, he actually came in and helped out. You did a great job, Liv. Pork Chop, when you did decide to come in when you weren't sick, you did a good job too. But shout out to him. What an awesome guy. That being said, Elliot King, dude, you are on my spit list right now. Like,
so
I know what you did.
So
and if you guys
ridiculous.
Know Elliot King, if you're his friend, you might want to wake him up right now and tell him that I know what he did. Listen.
There's no way he's up right now, too.
No, definitely not. Here's what he did. He took my coffee mug. This is the thing that producer Porkchop got me for Christmas, and it says Radio Now. It's a silver one, but in white lettering, he has on there Radio Now. On the other side, it says, what? Are you butthurt? And it's kind of my coffee mug. It's my own personalized one. And keep in mind before, too, we had somebody take a morning show mug that I got for everybody at Christmas last year. A crazy listener came and took
crazy
it.
Listener.
No, she was. I don't care. I'm not slandering. She was psychotic.
Okay, take
she
it easy.
She was very sweet.
Take it
and
easy. She's a major
food.
Fan. She's a giant fan.
Major fan that stole some of my personal
she
property?
She thought it would be funny. I'm sorry. Here's the thing.
I committed
Here's
theft.
Here's the thing that people get confused.
Funny.
This is why this is confusing maybe for some people. Because as it comes off on the radio, Joe is this funny, always joking,
uh-oh,
probably likes pranks, laid back kind of guy. Off air, he is not as laid back as he appears. He clearly doesn't understand jokes or doesn't understand pranks because that's what our listener was doing. She thought she was pranking you because on air, you seem like the biggest jokester in the world.
I am. I love that Liv thinks I'm like uptight or I have a stick up my butt because somebody took some of my personal property and I'm not laughing about it. Like, a listener took my car I had parked out front. I hope they bring it back.
Dude, a car is different than a mug. A mug.
Well, I disagree. But the point being is this. I've already had something stolen before. And lo and behold, last week or 2 weeks ago before I went on vacation, remember Porkchop? I'm like, hey, man, have you seen my mug? He's like, no, I didn't see. I'm like, okay, did you take? Is this a joke? Or I thought maybe a listener came by and stole something. But my Radio Now mug that Porkchop got me, what are you butthurt? He made it as a gift, was gone. And I'm tired of it because we keep on having little thieves up in our building. Somebody stole our Keurig maker before. I'm the only one that has a squeaky wheel and says anything because it's our stuff. It's not,
someone took one of
well,
our little
Well, you're not, and
technical.
Don't say you're the only one that said something, because when someone misplaced my personal Keurig, which those are expensive.
How can you say misplaced? They took it and moved it, Liv. I can't believe you're
Well,
such,
they moved it, but they didn't.
Over.
It's not like they stole it. They just moved it. So when someone moved my Keurig, which is like expensive, I sent out an email to our entire company here and said, hey, I'm missing my Keurig. Here's a picture of it. Does anyone know where it is? And I never got a reply. And then luckily, Joe and Porkchop somehow found it. I don't even know where you guys found it. So you guys found it.
Yeah, one of our bosses, I think, moved it, allegedly. That's what somebody told me.
Really?
That's what I was told. So I'm not going to say who told me that, but I believe the source that I was told by that, allegedly.
Okay.
I think that covers me in case I get called into a meeting today. Now, listen, I'm stammering and I'm stuttering to get to my point, and it is this. This mug's been gone. I'm like, I don't want to send another email out. I'm tired of being the squeaky wheel around here because everybody just hates me for it. And that's fine. I hate you too. But I see the coffee mug last night on a Facebook video. Elliot does a really great segment. He calls it News You Can Lose. It's really funny. It's like late night topical, like satire, you know, when they give the top headlines. And what do I see him holding in his hand? Oh, it's my Radio Now mug, which he must have either left in there or whatever. Point is, Elliot, I know you took my mug without asking, and it was missing for over a week. Not cool, bro. I might have given you permission to use it if you would have asked, but you never did. You took it without asking. Not cool at all. 833-563-2539. Here's the whole point of my rambling for 5 minutes is this. Do I not have a right to be upset that somebody took my personal property, whether it's worth a dollar or worth $1 million, does not matter, and they took it and didn't ask? I could have let him borrow it if he would have asked, but it also, though, too, besides the fact that he borrowed it, I might have even been okay not even knowing he took it, but the fact is he took it and it was gone for over a week. He didn't return it. I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I'm a forgetful person occasionally, but you took something you didn't ask.
Here's the thing. It's not like we have separate cubicles. A cubicle that is just mine, an area, a space that is just mine. We don't have that. We have a studio that we share with a lot of other people, a lot of other personalities. If there's something that means so much to you that you're going to get butthurt because someone borrows it for a 5-minute video and doesn't ask you, don't keep it here. I keep my headphones here. Anyone who works here is welcome to use them. If they forgot theirs, you can use my headphones. I keep them here, so I know that that's probably a possibility. Someone's going to use them. Even without asking, that's fine. I leave a blanket here. Anyone can use my blanket if they want to. They know where it is. If you want to use it, go ahead. That's why I keep it here. I don't keep things that have major value. I don't keep my laptop here because I don't want other people using my laptop.
Your value of that is fine. I disagree with it, but that's what you choose to do with your stuff. That does
not.
But
don't leave it. Don't leave it here.
I let you talk. That does not give anybody else the right, and this is what I want to know, 833-563-2539. That doesn't give anybody else the right to take and do that with my stuff. You bring up headphones, Liv? God, I do love you. I know you think I don't, but you're one of the reasons why I took my headphones home. You and other people used my old pair of headphones, which are now destroyed. I brought those in as extras and backups for guests because you never had headphones for 6 months, but that's a totally separate conversation. That's not why I'm mad, but your thing, which is cool, it wasn't cool with me. It had my name on them. You never asked, and you always took them all the time. But going to the coffee cup thing here, 833-563-2539. You think it's just cool for people to use whatever they want?
I did not destroy your headphones. I used your headphones.
Do you want to see them?
Your yellow ones?
Those are not mine. The black ones. I'll bring them in on Monday to show you the damage done.
I literally barely used them. I was fine using my little Apple headphones. You were the one that had a problem with it. And I said, I don't have a paycheck to where I can go out and buy nice headphones. And you said,
that gives you the right
fine.
To use people's things?
You said, fine, use mine. You told me to use yours. I was fine using my Apple ones. But you said, it sounds bad. You know, you need better headphones. You need better headphones. So you told me, you gave them to me and said, here, use these. Because I'm sick of your headphones not working, even though I was fine with them not working and I didn't have the money to. So you offered for me to use them. And then one time I was rolling up the cord and you said, that's not how you roll it. That's not how you roll it. So I said, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how. You told me how and I rolled it correctly from then on.
Jordan, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is it okay that the guy, like, good dude, Elliot, took my coffee mug for a week?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I feel like a coffee mug is a personal item.
It's a personal item.
Than say headphones. You know, I mean, I don't know how your job goes and how it works there as far as you using your headphones and whatnot. I mean, headphones, I feel like, is a personal thing too because it goes inside your ear. That's kind of disgusting. I don't know. That's my personal opinion, and I feel like a lot of other people will have the same opinion. But you know, to each is their own.
I just think that, like, if you're, don't leave something here then. Don't leave something in the open community space if you're going to be so mad if someone uses it for a 5-minute video. Also, this is literally, like, remember the episode in The Office where Jim uses Andy's mug and Andy almost loses his mind? The whole joke of that scene is Andy overreacting because Jim's using his mug that he has in the public office kitchen. That's the whole joke. The joke is making fun of Andy, not making fun of Jim for using it, just so you know.
All right, well, just so you know, my stuff is put over in the corner next to my coffee that I brought in, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You act like we have individual storage units, and like you said, it's a radio station, so we share a lot of stuff. I put it in the exact same spot every day. It's not left in a random area like, oh, I left it by this keyboard. I put it over in a corner where the coffee is that we have right there so people don't go into it. Just like you put your headphones into a little, we do have a little storage thing there. Things go there. Let's see if anybody agrees with you. Maybe I am wrong. If everybody disagrees, maybe I'm wrong. Travis, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say about this coffee mug situation?
Liv's tripping.
Why?
look, this is a mug. My mouth's been on that. This is in a magazine on a coffee table. This is my mug, homie. Like, you didn't even ask. It's not the 5-minute video. I feel you, Joe. It's not the 5-minute video. It's gone for a week.
Because he forgot to bring it back. It was an easy mistake. I just think
No.
Joe,
it's a mug, homie.
I'm like, yeah, it's a mug. mug. It's not a big deal. Joe came in so fired up. He flipped the bird. And I'm like, Elliot King is literally the nicest, most selfless guy in the entire world. So I kind of got offended when he did that.
I never questioned his character. For you to be so mad and say that about Elliot,
like when you know he's the nicest guy, so clearly it wasn't malicious. It was just like a last minute thing. I just was like, it's just so absurd
but
to
me. But as I stated at the beginning, Elliot is a great guy. This isn't changing. He's a good person. But like Travis will agree, it's still shady what he did. It was a bad decision.
I don't think so.
I mean, accident or not, there's a conversation that needs to be had. Absolutely.
Travis,
but don't touch my stuff.
God bless you, man. I appreciate it. Liv is like, no, take all my stuff.
I just don't think it's a big deal.
Hey, oh my gosh, it's Olivia. Hi, Olivia. You are on Joe on the Radio Now morning show. Do you agree with me, or maybe a lady has a different perspective? Maybe it's just a bunch of dudes.
No, I agree with you, Joe. I think it's just common courtesy to, like, I work in an office where there's a lot of people. We share it all. But if I am off and you happen to be missing your mug or you don't have one and you want a cup of coffee, might as well go borrow my cup. I don't mind it. But put it back, wash it, and put it back. Don't keep it for an entire week. And at least tell me that you used it and be like, hey, my bad. I'll give it back to you. But it's just common courtesy to put it back to something that doesn't belong to you. Put it back.
Does that make sense, Liv, or no?
I understand the putting it back part. I do think that if someone uses your stuff, they should put it back. If they accidentally forget, I don't think it's the end of the world like Joe was acting like this morning.
Well, I mean, it was an entire week. So I think he probably would have seen it somewhere and said, you know what? Oh, I forgot that this is Joe's mug. Like, he wouldn't have seen it sitting somewhere.
I really appreciate Olivia calling.
Fine.
Do you think like anything's changed your mind, or you still don't feel the same?
No, I absolutely think you overreacted, and it's not a big deal at all.
That's cool. Liv is no longer Pork Chop allowed to use any of my things when I'm not here.
I never do.
Well, good. That's the way I like it.